Going to France.
You mean behind the closed doors event?
Yeah, just a game with Northern Ireland again.
Well, I mean, I'm not against anything like that there at all, in fact, but I think that we've got some games organised at this moment. So has Michael. Actually, I saw him at the Sports Personality of the Year Awards, and I was speaking to him then, but we didn't discuss anything like that. And I'd be open to anything if that was the case and if it could fit into our schedules. I don't see why not. In terms of you saying, was it a useful exercise? Absolutely, it really was for us anyway, because we played England a few days later, and for Michael to give him an opportunity, you know, to go on and to qualify for the Euros.
And of course, you got 4 points against the Germans. Mm-hmm. Michael might be picking your brains before going to Euro 2016, because obviously he got Germany in his group.
Well, he's got Germany, he's got Poland as well too. He doesn't need to pick my brains or whatever. I think he's got plenty of information up his sleeve. He'll see everything himself. Don't worry, if he fancies a cup of coffee somewhere and to discuss it, I have got no problem whatsoever. But don't worry, his own team will have all the information that they need. But I'm quite sure by the time that the World Cup comes around, he probably will be fed up with Germany, you know, there's so many games. But also Poland, as I said, in the group as well too. Tough group for both of us, but it doesn't matter when we've got over the initial shock of it.